You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments on Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell. Forgot to say my name. And I have a guest.
I'm back.
Guest host. A host.
I'm back. Back Taco Tuesday. Welcome back to Tech Trend Investments, to myself and everyone and all the listeners in today. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting things that have happened in the last 7 days that we're going to talk about today. It's been a big week in the financial markets everywhere.
The markets have been booming and everybody has been talking about it. Everybody.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Like Bitcoin hit an all-time high. ETH had a huge rally from 2,400 all the way up to 4,444, I think. Well, no, 3,444. I'm optimistic. I'm thinking 4,444.
We're already predicting the future.
right? Which has been happening. That's what we've been doing.
That's everything. We were telling everyone since day one, crypto. And yes. How much has the price went up? Around 35%?
Almost. No, I think it's even higher than that because it hit 34.44. So it was at like 22. So it went up 22.50%.
Holy. That's right. Numbers that you don't hear in the traditional stock market.
Last Tuesday when I was talking, it was at 2,400 and the rally started right about 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when the rally started because the polls were about ready to close in 2 hours. And so ETH started to run last Tuesday and then it's been continuous ever since for the last 7 days. We had like a couple little tiny pullbacks on profit taking and it went flat for a little bit and started range trading for a little bit, but then it pulled like went back up again.
And that's there's a lot of key things. That's ETH. Yeah. Well,
that's ETH. But
it's happened on Bitcoin as well. We've seen there's been some pullbacks, but the pullbacks are very short term in the grand scheme of things. It's profit taking, and it's people thinking that it's finally reached the top. It's topped out. It's maxed. But every time they think that, Bitcoin hit another 8.
It rallies again, right? Yeah, so it's broke all ATHs over and over and over again. So ATH is all-time high for all of you. So let's see, what's Bitcoin at now? What was the ATH so far?
Bitcoin is currently at
88.116. Yes. And then the ATH, what was the ATH? 90, I think we hit. But 90. I'm trying to see.
89.90, around there. Something around there.
Right. And it rallied from, let's see, it was at a week ago. I'm looking when we were at the bottom. Tuesday, November 5th, it was at 68,317. It's now at 88,145.
And it goes even lower than that. On the 4th, it was at 66,795.
Wow. So it went up 22,000 and change in 7 days.
That's a significant jump. And that's basically the equivalent of gold for cryptocurrencies.
Actually it surpassed gold.
Oh, okay, even better.
Yeah, it said that it broke the records and it surpassed gold just in the last, I think, 24 to 48 hours.
So what do we make of that? That it's now past gold.
It's going to become one of the standards versus, because gold is standard universal. Gold is standard throughout the world. And people are putting their reserves into Bitcoin instead of gold. And so it's becoming the standard.
Is it the new social standard? I think that's the main question that people are now asking. Is Bitcoin the new social standard in replacement of gold? Is it the new gold?
So we'll find out as it evolves and things happen, but it's gearing towards that direction.
It definitely is. And it's looking very positive, very.
So the crypto markets rallied, the financial markets rallied too. Dow Jones is up, well, 2%. I mean, when you think about stocks now, like, oh, it's only 2%. But so on November 5th, it closed at 42,221, and now it's at 43,910. It did have a dip in the last 2 days, but the Dow Jones is at 43,910 right now, so it's up 2% in the last 7 days. I mean, that's crazy because like Ethereum is up 50%. 50%. It went from 22 to 44, so it's up 50%, and then Dow Jones is up 2%. I mean, it looks great, but when you think of 2% now, it's like, oh, it's only
Oh.
2%. It's only 2%. I mean, it's great, but when you see the other kind of returns,
You kind
Dow
of start
isn't,
questioning.
yeah, Dow's a little volatile, not as volatile, but it still is pretty volatile. So, yeah, it's crazy. And then BTC, so Bitcoin is. If it went up 22 grand from 66, that's about a third, so 33% up.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Yeah.
wow. So we have Bitcoin breaking gold, becoming the new
Right.
gold, potentially
Right.
surpassing the stock market gains, even just Bitcoin itself, by over 30%, Ethereum over 50%, or over
Right.
40 plus.
Just in the last 7 days.
Exactly. And that's more returns than people see in a year.
So wait, so Bitcoin did surpass silver. So the market
Oh
cap,
my.
so the Bitcoin surpassed silver market cap in just 15 years. So it surpassed it. That's, I swear they said gold too, but I'm verifying and it says surpassed silver. I'm pretty sure it said gold also. Now it's become the world's eighth largest asset. So Bitcoin surpassed silver's market cap, became the world's eighth largest asset, with a
Yep.
$4.5 billion in trading volume from BlackRock, IBIT Bitcoin Trust. $4.5 billion. The market cap exceeded silver's, reaching a 1.736 trillion market cap right now.
Wow. And I can confirm. So the value of Bitcoin has surpassed 1 kilo of gold. Gold
Oh, okay, so it
being,
did.
yes, gold being trading at 84,000 per kilo, and Bitcoin
Okay.
surpassed it at 81 once it hit 85.
And now it's
So,
at 88 and it hit 90.
exactly. So, speechless right there, alone on that
And it's,
one fact.
yeah, and it's so I, the other thing too is it's a digital asset, so you can access it anytime, anywhere. You can liquidate it anytime, anywhere. If you have gold bars, you have to carry gold bars around and then take them in to be sold, or you have to have them stored, which is great and all. But the good thing about like BTC and ETH is like if we want to go from Bitcoin or ETH into USDC and into cash and into our bank, we can do it within like 30 seconds to a minute. If we need to sell off a stock, bond, an option, a future, or we need to sell off gold, it takes about 24 hours from the time you sell it off to it hitting your account, and then you have to wait for it to clear your account. And once it clears your account, then you deposit it in. So it can take up to like 2 to 7 days sometimes once you sell a stock. So that's one of the benefits of having a digital currency, a digital asset, is you can convert it quickly.
Fast and reliable, and
Right.
it's almost I'd like to consider it as it's something that people look for, right? It's ease. It's something that's easy. You can swap it. You can do whatever you want with it. And as many people that think that cryptocurrency is just it's fake money, it's magical internet money, it's becoming more and more realized that I can just swap it to cash whenever I want.
Right. And there's credit cards for it too now. So you can go and purchase items with Visa and MasterCard using crypto. It converts it into whatever currency you're in, but you're able to utilize it just like a credit card too. And then you're able to open up your wallet and then convert it over into cash if you need cash. Or then if you want to invest, you can take the cash and invest it back into Ethereum or back into Bitcoin. So on the morning of the election, I remember Ethereum was about 2,400 and I swapped my USDC back into Ethereum that morning. And then we had that big rally. So
it was perfect timing.
Right. So it was, I mean, we talked about it on the show and we've been talking about it on the show for the last couple of weeks or a month or so, like what the big factors were on what's going to change the financial markets. And we anticipated that there were going to be key things happening in the markets. And so all the markets had been range trading. They weren't breaking out. They weren't dumping. They were kind of staying within a certain range until there was unknown and uncertainty of what was going on in the markets. And then as soon as the news came out on the way that they thought was going to be favorable for the financial markets, then the markets rallied. So we were waiting for the elections, and then the Fed was meeting on the 6th and the 7th. The Fed originally was going to cut rates, they said, like 3 or 4 months ago to a half, and the Fed only cut it a quarter, but the financial markets still rallied because everything else was lining up in the direction that's favorable for our financial markets right now. So that's like bringing wealth and bringing back cash flow and bringing back money into the markets and bringing back like investments going back up.
It's the circulation of money, right?
It'll
flow and it'll continuously flow, but it'll flow into the assets, into I guess we'll call it the assets that make the most sense, that drive the economy at the given time.
So right.
It's like when there's war, you'll see a lot being put into military, into gold, because people think worst case scenario, they want tangible assets rather than stocks and bonds. So they'll liquidate and they'll put it all into gold.
Right. Or now, yes. Yeah. Cash.
Mm-hmm. Or cash. And now we've seen it. It's when something happens in a global economy, everyone's putting into Bitcoin, Ethereum, into cryptocurrencies, because those things won't change. And that's a globalized currency.
It's global and it has a higher appreciation, a higher ROI, bigger returns. It does have more volatility based on unknown. But again, Bitcoin and Ethereum are the more blue chip stables of the crypto. And then it goes down to the altcoins and then to the meme coins. But a lot more people are coming over. Like they see the opportunity. It's being talked about everywhere. And in fact, they just announced that Elon and somebody else are going to be the Department of Government. What was the E stand for? So it's Doge.
Is it efficiency? Government efficiency?
Yeah, government efficiency. They just announced it officially, like within the last hour, I believe.
So
Doge has been running.
Doge being a very popular altcoin or meme coin.
Yeah, they just announced it an hour ago. So Elon Musk and I don't know how to pronounce his right correctly, Ramaswamy, land Trump admin roles.
Don't ask me because I wouldn't be able to pronounce it either.
So they're leading the Department of Government Efficiency, which is the acronym for DOGE, which is a token, an altcoin, and that Doge has been running based on them anticipating that happening too. And let me look at their price chart. There's a meme coin one, and then there's the official one. The meme coin's at 331 mil. Yeah. So Doge alt.
Yeah, as we both go hunt for it.
It's at 39 cents right now. It had hit 40, and let's see what it started out at.
Oh,
on
wow.
The elections, I think it was like at 20 cents, right? Around 16 cents. It was at 16 yeah. cents. It's at 39 cents now.
And at 14 so that cents right before the election.
So that one has gone up 256%.
Poof. That's a 3.5x. 3.5x.
256. I probably didn't pronounce that very well. So 2.56x.
I am going crazy.
I think I didn't pronounce it very well. Yeah, so it went from 16 cents to 39 cents. So it's up, it says it's up 256% right now. So 2.5x, which Ethereum's up a 0.5x, and then BTC is up a 1/3x, and the DAO is up 2%, which is like a 0.02x.
And as that kind of shows, it's the volatility in the markets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin being the state, you have, obviously you have the NASDAQ being the most stable of everything, so it's not moving that much. You have Bitcoin, which moved 30-ish percent, then Ethereum at 50, and then an altcoin at 250%.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. And then the meme coins, but the meme coins too, then they're, since they have a lot more of a volatility, but they also fluctuate and move, but they also have a higher ROI. So they go from 20x to 1000x, but it's more volatile.
That's extremely more volatile. And that's where you throw in your 10 bucks, your coffee money, and see what happens. And if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the return is, it increases the more risk you take on. And that's with anything you do, right? There's a higher return for the higher risk. And if you're willing and you're willing to put up that risk and to handle that risk, if you're risk averse in that sense, then you'll make more. You'll have a greater opportunity. And everyone looks for these opportunities and they hunt for them, especially in stocks and IPOs. And we see it day after day, everyone's jumping into IPOs because that's where they see the most volatility. That's where they see the highest potential for return. And that's the exact same thing with crypto.
Right. And then you also want to make sure you balance out your portfolio. So you have your stables, you have your blue chips, your mid caps, and then you put less aggressive into international stocks or small caps. And then same thing with crypto. Your more stables are Bitcoin for long-term hold and Ethereum for long-term hold. And then your altcoins are a medium hold, like a mid cap or a small cap. And then meme coins are more like international stocks or IPOs. So they're a little bit more volatile, but they have a higher rate of return too. So I just pulled up the NASDAQ also. The NASDAQ on November 5th was at 18,439 and it's now at 19,281. So it's gone up about 850.
That's really good.
In the last 7 days, right?
And that's really good for the NASDAQ. It can't compare to meme coins by any means, but it's very, very significant to the economy. And it shows.
And that's where most people are invested in stocks and bonds. And so it's the gauge on our health on the economy.
And it's showing very positive signs at the current moment. Obviously, there's going to be pullbacks and everyone expects that. That's nothing to be worried about, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in a very healthy position right now. And everyone's talking about like NASDAQ up, Bitcoin up, Ethereum up. The markets are all up. Everything's booming. But what do we think of it? Is it a short term? Is it a long term? What is it, a cycle? What's going on with it, right? And that, right. These are the things that everyone has to ask. And it's, yes, there is significant short term. What do we see in the long term? What's to come? What's
well, there's
next?
Been so much. Yeah, there's been so much growth. I mean, I have to look up the chart. But in 2016, I think Bitcoin was only around, what, 6 or 12,000?
I think it was close to that. I think 6 is closer to the number.
And then there was a rally, I remember, in 2020. So let me look. 5 years. That doesn't even cover it.
It won't reach.
I don't know if it'll take me back that far. Okay, so in 2020, it was only at 8,000. Wow. In February 29th, 2020, because I tried to pull back a chart to see how far I could go. And, in November 30th, 2019, it was at 7,573. It's now at 87,000. So it's gone up, like 12%. Like, even my brain's gone now.
Sometimes. And to put it into perspective also, I have my chart up also. And I see at the beginning of 2017, Bitcoin being at 3,000.
How much?
$3,000.
And that was Bitcoin. And all it's done is grown since. We've had a couple dips and pullbacks throughout the years. But if you chart it, it's pretty much on its way up. Again, this is not financial advice. Do your own research. Pick and choose your investments wisely. Consult with financial planners. Consult with your CPA. We're just here to provide information, and then you make your own decision on how you want to invest. We're reporting what has been happening in the markets and what influences the markets and where there's different areas and what type of returns are being broadcast in the markets. But again, you always want to make sure you do your own research. And I had said in multiple shows, if you're interested in getting in it and you just want to learn, whenever you want to learn about something, you investigate it, you find out more resources, you go onto YouTube, you read books, you ask mentors, you try and find out as much as you can. And then when you start to trade, paper trade, just look at the numbers and say, today I'm going to buy it at $10 worth of it, and the price is this price. And so in a week from now, what's my price? In 2 weeks from now, what's my price? In a month, what's my price? And then when you're ready to dip your toes in it, then just invest $10. Don't invest a lot of money. Don't throw a lot of money in something that you don't know that much about. And if you're able to follow it with just a $10 trade and like see what $10 does, if it moves up or it moves down, you're able to gauge it because it's an even number and it's something to look at. And then you get a feeling for what the market's doing too by seeing what that trade's doing. So always take baby steps. Always like learn as much as you can, try it out, learn how to open a wallet, go onto Coinbase or whatever your country's main CEX is, and then find out as much as you can, and then paper trade, watch it, listen, learn, and then start with small amounts. And then when you get comfortable and you feel confident, and then you invest a little bit more and a little bit more. Again, you can dollar cost average it. So like if you bought it last week, you bought it at 66. You buy it this week, you bought it at 88. So your 66 has gone up, but you add another $10 and you keep dollar cost averaging. So when it has the dips and it's down, you're getting a lower entry. When it rallies, you're getting a little bit higher entry, but it ends up averaging out. And it keeps you invested and for the future.
I think that's with everything. And that applies to life as well. Taking the baby steps, right?
Yes.
And everything that we say, educational purposes only, right?
And yes.
And everything has meaning. It can be applied everywhere. And that's kind of what we pride ourselves on, right? And taking strategies and the systems and applying them to more than just the things that are blatant right in front of you, right? So
yes,
there may be hardships in trading, and you may find it very hard, and there may be downturns in the market, and you may run into these bumps in the road, but it's how you deal with it that really makes the difference.
Yes. yes. So anything that you do in life, you're going to experience different things. And as long as you set your goal and your outcome for the future and decide what you want, you're able to point yourself in that direction. So I used to play roller derby, and I was always taught this fun thing, like you played hockey, so you probably know too, that, and the same thing with driving,
but yes.
Driving a race car. Yes. So, but when I was skating and teaching people how to skate or how to learn how to skate or, that the direction that you point yourself in is the direction that you're going to go. So when you're skating, you're taking a turn on a curve on a lap, if you point your left arm, like, so say you're skating left, I'm trying to remember which way I was skating, and you point to the left on the curve, you're going to turn your wheels in that direction and your wheels will follow, even though your arm is straight up, but you're pointing in the direction in advance, your body will turn and follow that direction that you're pointing in. Same thing if you're driving a race car or you're driving through the mountains in a Porsche or a Lambo or a Prius, and you go to take the turn, it's the way that your direction of your eyes are pointing is the direction that you're going to follow. So they always give advice to race car drivers, if you see a wall, that you look away from the wall, even though you want to focus on that wall to try and avoid the wall, your eyes and your direction is going to follow it. So if you're trying to get out of a spin or you're trying to get out of crashing into a wall as a race car driver, you look your eyes in the opposite direction. So the car leads in the opposite direction. So you do the same thing. So wherever we want to point ourselves in the future, we point our fingers in that direction and look for that goal and then go in that direction. I got a little philosophical there.
Maybe a little bit.
So we're looking at good outcomes. Like, personally, I see great outcomes in tech and great outcomes in finance markets and great outcomes in the future in real estate. We're always going to have our dips and stuff, but ultimately the ultimate goal is that we always look for the best, right? We look for the opportunities. We look to learn. We look to find what path we want to go in. And I see tech leading the way. I see crypto leading the way. Again, this is not financial advice, or else I wouldn't be heavily invested in it. I see a bright future. And so that's why I'm here, to try and educate others who don't understand it, because it can be confusing from the outside and looking in and trying to figure out what it all means and how to do it and how to open your first wallet. So I'm hoping that we're here just to educate people a little bit at a time, so that somebody who is curious may get some more knowledge and understand it and, like, change their future. That's the goal. And you always have to remember, even though it gets high returns on a lot of these things, we get high ROIs, we get high ATHs, which is all-time highs. The goal is to make your life comfortable, to make your life better. Don't always try to go for the jackpot. Go for the break even and then catching wins, right? The goal is to invest for your future. You have a lot of time to invest for your future. You don't have to catch the 1,000x today. You don't have to catch the 10,000x today. You know, like, the NASDAQ and the stock market made a 2% gain. For a lot of people, 2% in 7 days is amazing. Like, there's opportunities everywhere. And if you just go for your quality of life to make your life better and not to swing for the home run necessarily all the time, you know, get that first base hit, or, you know, if you're playing another sport, pass to somebody else. Like, your goal isn't to always, like, yes, it is to score. Yes, it is to win. But in the process of getting there, you know, there's the 1,000x's, the 2,000x's, the 100,000x's. Yes, we'll hit those, you know, we'll hit those. But the goal is like, you have so much opportunity from the 2x all the way up to the 200,000x that you can make your life better even with small increments. You don't always have to hit those big wins, those big lottery wins, those big numbers. You can make your life better with a 2% gain in the stock market in 7 days. You can make your life better by investing in real estate for the future and having a home that's free and clear in 30 years, or investing in investing property. You can make your life better in, like, so many ways that you don't always have to hit those home runs. You don't always have to make those crazy gains. Just small increments a day, or small investments a week, or small percentages or X's a week can make a huge difference in the quality of your life just by doing that. Like, a 2X can make a huge difference in a quality of a life. You don't always have to hit the 2,000 X's or the 100,000 X's. And I know everybody wants those, and they want those bragging rights, and they want to say that they did it. But like a story I told you is, like, most people who win the lottery and aren't ready for that kind of money end up losing it within less than a year because they don't know how to support that kind of money. So when you're trying to invest and you're trying to make a change for your life, it only takes small steps. It only takes a small investment. It only takes a small gain to start changing your path and making your path better with small wins and small gains. You don't have to always hit that 1,000 or that 10,000x. And so hopefully, like, we bring a little bit to you to dabble and to get information about all different types of investments and then make the choice on what you're passionate about and what you want to pursue and what your goals are in life and in investing and in the future. And then it doesn't take, we don't have to swing for the fences all the time. We don't have to make those thousands. Remember, like, a small percentage can still be life-changing.
It's all about the small ones, right? It's, everyone focuses on the big, and it's the big picture that blurs the focus of the long. And if you don't
appreciate those small ones. When you hit the small ones, you're like, you don't appreciate them, but they're amazing. Like, people should be very proud of themselves, even on the small wins. Like, those are amazing. You're 1%, 2% above the rest of the investing class by even doing those small wins. Like, a 2x is amazing in the real world. And so people should be proud of when they do that too.
It's the twos, it's the 1% that make the stepping stones. They're like the, what it would, it's like a water garden, right? And you take the, mm-hmm. and you step on each of those stones, and inevitably you reach the waterfall, or you reach the pond, or you reach the end goal. Mm-hmm. It's each of those 1%, those steps that take you to your end goal, that take you to the future that you want, the future that you're striving to reach. And if you start skipping steps, there's a high possibility that you'll slip and fall.
Right, into the water or into the mud.
into the mud, the rocks. Remember, as a kid, that used to always be me. just jumping over the rocks and oh, I missed a few. Oh, and I fell. Oh, great.
Oops. But then you get to see, like, the beauty of it at that moment because you're, like, in that
moment. In the moment, it hurt.
Right. Yes, like, oh, but everything's like it, everything steps. Yeah, we're being very philosophical tonight, if y'all can't get down. But I mean, we're so optimistic on the future too. Like, there's so many good things happening in the finance market. So many good things. I mean, just like step into it and appreciate where you are right now. Appreciate what you have. Be grateful for all the things in your life. Be grateful for family, the friends, the people in your life that, you know, like, be grateful for where you are. People don't appreciate what they have until, like, the future, when they look back and they remember those great times. Like, when you're in that moment, you don't appreciate it. So be grateful for those 2% gains. Be grateful for those 2x gains. Be grateful for the community that you're involved in, you're sharing. You know, there's so many things to be happy for, but very philosophical.
We did take it pretty philosophical, and that's us getting very excited and very mm-hmm. and very, well, let's say, euphoric about the market. And it's such a good feeling that it's hard not to
right.
talk about these things and to kind of prepare everybody for what's to come. Because it does get hard, and you do have to be ready for everything that's thrown your way. And what better than to put in the real world situations?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the market, like, I'm very optimistic on where everything's going. I'm optimistic on the markets. And we have a lot of big things coming up too. So there's, like, a lot of exciting new technology being built out right now. Like, with everybody, a lot of people are creating new tech. A lot of people are bringing stuff to market to make life better. So there's a lot of opportunities. Like, we're in a golden cycle. We're coming up on, you know, a lot of promises, a lot of opportunities. I keep saying that, but there's so many. It's every single time we go through a new tech cycle, and we're in that new tech cycle right now. People don't see it, but we're going into that new tech cycle.
And if you're still missing it, forward your attention to someone like Elon, who now is in, what is it, the Senate? He's something with the government now, but
yeah, he's a department of, I think he's just an appointed Doge position. Yeah.
Yeah, he's appointed to Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency. But where did he start? What he went from having an idea to creating the top car electric car brand to SpaceX to Twitter.
He was part of PayPal too.
And PayPal, mm-hmm. Yeah, and PayPal. To now being appointed onto the government, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Yes.
It's how many steps did it take him to get there? How many hardships did it take him to get there? What ups and downs did he go through to get there? It's immeasurable, and you'd think it's super simple because you see him now and you're like, oh, life looks super easy, but what did he have to go through to get there? A lot.
Right.
How many no's did he have to hear? How many heartbreaks did he have to go through?
And then rocket ships that failed or exploded, and then until it became right. And now he has the SpaceX, and the rockets take off and come back, and they're reusable, which was unheard of before. But it took a lot of misfires or explosions or small tests to get it to where it is and as efficient it is. So, yeah. So, I mean, everybody's got to find what their passion is and what they want to do in life and pursue it. If you're not going to be happy unless you're pursuing the thing that makes you passionate and makes you want to wake up early and go to bed late and create something or build something or work for someone or do whatever it is that you're passionate about.
Or if it's creating 100+ AI bots day and night to solve solutions.
Right? They'd solve problems. Yes.
I wonder who that could be.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, every time we see a problem, create another bot.
Find another solution, right?
Find problem, another solution.
Problem,
yeah.
Solution. There's always a solution, right? Out there, and it's finding it, right?
Right.
Who's going to find it? It's the people that want to find it and that are willing to put the time and effort in to find it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make everyone's life easier and better and improve it. And so that they have the freedom and the time to do other things that they love and enjoy to do. You know, if we have things that solve our problems and it gives us freedom to pursue those things that we love to do. You know, me traveling, I'm traveling still. But
and other people, other things, myself.
Right.
Admittedly, gaming, unfortunately. I've fallen into the trap.
That's still good. Everyone has their passion, which makes you who you are. That makes you unique.
Exactly. And everyone's unique in their own way.
Right.
Everybody.
But so last week we went from a political rally to this week a philosophical.
Okay, that's right. The switch up is first off, sorry.
I was a little philosophical last week too, but
yeah, being philosophical is a plus that you'll get here. Turning every situation into a real world relatable situation that everyone can relate to, and if you can't relate to it, then I hope you can draw some similarities and find something that ties you to it, because each philosophical message comes with a very deep meaning and they provide so much value. It's just finding that value.
Yes.
There it is, getting philosophical again. And as I said, let's get off of the philosophical. Oh my Lord.
So we have big next couple of weeks. We're November 12th right now. Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple weeks, and then the holidays are coming up and New Year's, and then on to 2025. So Lots of stuff still, like, I know everyone's getting ready for all the holidays and doing all that stuff, but there's so much going on in the next 2 months. So we'll be having more announcements too. And again, some of you might have seen what's been going on in the markets, and some of you might have been seeing the sneak peeks of what's coming up. I don't know if I have like a couple hundred impressions on just some of the new branding that we're putting out there. So
I think you missed a few numbers after the couple hundred.
A couple hundred thousand.
Thousand.
I didn't say thousand. Yeah, it's a couple hundred thousand impressions. But we have campaigns coming out, so you're going to see what's happening. Right now we're on IG and YouTube and Google, and then soon TikTok and Twitter. It's going to be coming out like this week. So y'all get to see what the big news is the branding, the big news, and then we'll probably talk about it next week. But yeah, it's been fun doing it all. So it's exciting.
It's been one hell of a ride.
It's been very exciting. And we finally get to say what it is.
Soon.
That's the best part.
This week, everyone will know. The world will know.
Right. Well, yes. 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 And then soon everyone will get to try it out too. So it's new tech that's been in the works for over 2+ years, probably longer than that. But the build out has been out in the last 3 months or so. The algo has been around for a couple years. The thought process and the system and the strategy and how it works has been ongoing forever. But it's about ready to come out, and people are going to be able to start using it. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up soon. Big, something big's coming.
It's like we're putting out the billboards and banners. Big news coming soon.
Right.
Labeling everything.
It's game-changing for Web3, game-changing for Web2, and it'll be user-friendly for everyone to be able to use it. So all of you who are having obstacles of trying to figure out how to get into trading cryptocurrency, it's going to be very user-friendly where you'll be able to utilize that. And you'll soon find out soon. But the goal is to make it easy to use and profitable. and reduce those barriers to entry on having a mass adoption so that there's not barriers trying to get into crypto anymore. This is the goal. And so with that tech, I've built out a platform that's going to be released pretty soon, and you'll get to try it out. And we'll post it, we'll announce it, we'll have links on it. And so it'll make life easier for people who don't know how to get into crypto, or just want to dabble, or just want to see what all the hype is about, to be able to get into it user-friendly and then able to invest easily too. And try not to give away anything.
I can hear it.
I'm trying to hold back from like saying everything that it does, but it's fun.
And I'm sure you'll hear about it from us on the show. So tune in and make sure you tune in every week to find out the latest and greatest news about what's
about crypto already, and also some philosophical insight. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, make sure you tune in. I'm sure you'll find out more by tuning in, and you'll be the first to know.
Yeah, this is how you'll be the first to know. Unless you're a holder, then you'll really know right away.
And then you'll know before everyone. So jump in, find out, and can't wait to share the news.
Yes, yes, yes. So catch us next Tuesday. Everyone have an amazing week. Watch along, see what's going on in crypto. See what the market's doing. See what the finance market's doing. Have fun, enjoy, and we'll talk to you all next Tuesday. And enjoy those tacos.
Enjoy the tacos. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your week until we talk again next Tuesday.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.